Yeah, like the weird blue
one.
Test 1, 2.
Cratery,
brother.
Yo.
Let us know where we just start. I don't need Bootsy Collins.
I don't need Central Line.
I don't need Roger Troutman.
I don't need Zap.
I don't need Junior.
I don't need Sheik.
I don't need Sister Sledge.
I don't need Pop.
I don't need Bohannon.
I don't need Led Zeppelin.
I don't need Anthrax.
I just need what I need.
What I motherfucking need, baby. Welcome to another edition of Cradio.
Yeah, we're back at it like a crack addict with a bad habit.
Your man RC.
Your man K Wonder.
And my man Dave.
DJ Serious.
And I gotta say, it feels good to be back after, what has it been, a motherfucking year?
Yeah, probably something like that. I mean, you know, it feels something like that, man. It feels like a lifetime ago.
You know, here we are with our second episode of Cradio.
Hey, second episode. No time has passed whatsoever.
Nothing.
Everything is normal. Resume with normal shit.
Exactly. Well, you know, sometimes shit goes down, but you know what? Fuck it.
Life. Life is what goes down.
Life is definitely going down. But I will say this. We are back. We're excited. We got some new shit to drop on y'all, but we got to get caught up with some of that old shit. One of the things that we had lying around in the chamber on the cutting room floor was this little conversation we had with Tuxedo, Mayor Hawthorne, Jake One, and J-Rock of the Mighty Beat Junkies, Los Angeles stand up. You know what it is. So this was, they were in town last year, yeah, and they came through the lab and, you know, hung out, and J-Rock did a cratery episode with us, and we also did an episode of Cradio, man, and to be honest, like, if you read the description, you already know what's going down.
It's like an in conversation with. It's really just basically like some eavesdropping shit or something. Like, it's almost like somebody called you with, like, you know, and left like a wild long like voicemail or something. And just that's
pretty much exactly
like,
what
like
it is.
Somebody like pocket dialed you. It's like if a homie pocket dialed you and it happened to be like
this is
a funny conversation.
It's a pseudo professional pocket dial. That is exactly what you were listening to. You hit the nail on the head. But it's a very, you know, all over the place conversation. And it's kind of weird because, you know, our relationship, we've known Jake for a while. So it's hard to kind of have a formal conversation there. And then J-Rock, Jake, and Mayor all have their own kind of individual,
Jake's the big homie, man.
You know, relationship. So it's all, it was totally informal and just a chat. But I will say this, you know, there's definitely some interesting nuggets in there. And it's funny just to see some of the dynamics at play, like, we just kind of went in wild, so let's just kick it off with J-Rock letting you know his feelings on Jake One's 415 collection.
415.
J-Rock ain't seeing me with that.
She's serious.
I'm not interested in 415 though. That's the problem.
so you know, there's the Big League Records. That's the original, right?
Okay.
So that doesn't have a cover. There is one with the 405 and white, and it's like black, green, and gold, I think.
I just have a white cover with a gray and gray and a silver label with black writing.
But then there's the white label for that. Then they also put it out on Priority, so there's like a cover.
I don't know. Yeah, that was.
They got the cover for the album on Priority.
But that was over by then.
It was, but still.
Priority put it out super late in the game.
They did. But then there's also a Richie Rich 12-inch for
I got
Side
the
Show,
Richie Rich 12.
With where he's on the front. With the
in front of the houses.
Yeah.
And he's like chilling.
Yeah,
I got
that.
I got it.
That's a good one.
I bought that shit, man.
That's a hard one to find, though, with the cover.
Hey, man. I bought records back then. Music Plus.
The light just gotta go
believe in us.
This way, the blue light towards you.
Where was music? Where's Music Plus at?
You didn't go to Music Plus? You guys didn't have Music Plus?
Yeah. So you're gonna have to.
Word?
That might have just been Cali.
It was like a licorice pizza and all that shit. Like record chain record store.
Yeah.
Warehouse Records.
Licorice pizza.
You guys,
what is that licorice pizza store about?
That was just a record store.
Mm-hmm.
That was all.
I never heard of that.
Or some shit. They had some crazy.
We used to have just.
It was like Sam's.
Oh, okay.
Just a normal record store. Might you just go and buy records?
What was the one? Sam Goody's? That was
Sam Good. But see, Sam Goody's is later. Sam Goody's is actually Licorice Pizza.
Oh, okay.
And Licorice Pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Licorice you guys pizza. Had Peaches,
it's
though,
the
right?
Same, it's the same font. Peaches, I think, is the same same chain. Sam Goody. I think they're all the same. They all use the same font.
Musicland.
One, two. Are we good, Dave?
Musicland.
Good on
Sam
levels?
Goody too.
We're recording?
All right, yo. At the end, they all turn into Sam Goody at the end of the day.
Yeah, dude.
You can actually probably move your mic a bit away.
They were whack.
Okay, one, two, one, two.
Yeah.
Yo, this is Cratery FM, man. Let's get to it. My name is RC. I got K Wonder in the building, man. And, of course, we got some special guests today. Introduce yourselves, gentlemen.
Jake Uno.
It's Mayor Hawthorne.
J-Rock right here, yep.
In the
J-Rock
building,
two
man.
C's.
With Tuxedo.
Yo, thank you for coming down and shooting the shit with us, fellas. We should have been recording all the wild shit we were talking about before, but we fucked up. It is what it is, man. You know what I'm saying?
Jules.
Yeah,
but,
Formal 5 album covers, man. Missing it. Priority Records, man. Third pressing, yo.
You got to have them all, man.
How many pressings are there anyway? You didn't finish.
There's two, but there's different like labels, though, too.
415?
Yeah.
Jake won with the 415 facts.
Jake won to speak on his 415 game. Yo, so Tuxedo just got back from Japan, man. Why don't you guys tell us a little bit about, you know, what you were seeing in the stores out there?
Bye.
We went to that Disc Union.
Disc Union,
is,
baby.
I mean, Disc Union got it has to be the craziest collection of records in any store I've ever seen.
Well, the Japanese are just the craziest collectors of things, period.
We saw just super ill shit in general.
Did you go upstairs? Yeah.
What, to the rap section?
No, did you go to that store that's in the same building? Recofan.
Oh, yeah, I'm not messing with Recofan.
From now on, you should mess with Recofan.
What's going on up there, J-Rod?
Yeah. Recofan, you got to work at. Like, I need that. You know, they have the part that says premium rare groove.
You need the premium
rare groove.
I'm going to say this, though. I know I went record shopping today, and I didn't buy any records, but I looked through this section they had on Japanese records, and I know every record in there that was 55 or whatever price, man,
they
you go to Recofan got them all for five, all of them.
But you know,
five and ten, you ain't, because they got cheap sections up there. And the thing is, Japan closed down, so you got to remember.
No, they don't have all them stores like they used to.
So all the stores got sucked up by the stores that are still open.
Yeah.
So whatever Disc Union didn't get, Recofan got.
Yeah, it was a
and
big,
nobody
big
goes to Recofan.
The great consolidation.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people do, but it's not the spot everybody hits first.
But they don't, you know, the problem is they don't have, I mean, my big problem with Japan in general with the record stores.
It doesn't say real black music above it. So you I don't know what section this is, yo.
Man, they
it don't say real black music.
I'm not
on
sure
time,
where
man.
To dig right now.
Man, these dudes in the packaging game of records is just out of hand. It'll take you 5 minutes just to open the goddamn thing because they have the plastics to seal on the back.
The OB.
And they have these stickers inside them.
And the OB card.
Yes, yeah, it's just that's a lot of work.
And the OB strip right there wraps
the
around the whole thing.
The
right.
You
got to slide that off.
What do you think the most expensive OB strip is? Because you know they have like records where it's like, this record is $200, but with the OBs,
yeah, like it goes
eight.
Up. Yeah,
you know,
it goes
up. How is this piece of paper
it goes,
so indiscriminately
I want my joints OB
more
free.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I have that... That Miroslav, you got that, the purple?
Miroslav V2.
There's a Miroslav album.
Nah, I'm not up on it.
It's an album.
Japan only.
Yeah, Japan only. It's called Purple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He had it on the wall.
Heat. With the Obi? Did it have the Obi, though?
No, no Obi.
No Obi.
That's what I'm saying. I have a copy with no Obi. And I have a friend who just tried to buy one. He was mad. Man, I found that record, but it didn't have the OB with it. I'm like, what are you, man? Who's getting that record, man?
The only OB.
It sounds like Headless Heroes album. Word. The first Word. Track, the first track is yeah. hardcore, just continuation of Jagger the Dagger or whatever. Like the hardest track on, you just like what?
Yeah, it's dope. Because the other Miroslav Vitos don't. You know,
nah, it's
that.
Not.
No, like, no, no. The one with the Jeru interlude. No, it ain't even close to
it that. It ain't hitting like that.
It ain't like that. No, it ain't like those ones at all.
Wow.
No, I didn't like those ones.
He
at
had
all.
A later one that was kind of that the was kind of going though.
The one on Warner is all right, I guess. I don't know.
Which one's all right?
Since I heard that. The one on Warner Brothers?
I don't know.
Where he has two basses?
Yeah.
Oh, the two basses yeah. one. Yeah, yeah.
Like three beats on the New York City, I think.
Yeah. Yep, New York City. The okay, disco. So they used to play that in the discos, man. That was a Larry Levan classic back in the day.
Yeah, you were there?
I was there.
You were there. You were there at Paradise Garage.
Apparently I was.
Yo, so what was the wildest shit you bought
arms,
out there, Jake?
Arms in the air.
I bought that Miss Black America record.
Black America?
Geo Miss Smith. Black America.
Yeah, yeah, the Miss Black America.
Yeah, it's pretty fire.
What
it's
is
like
it?
Black it's like cover. Soul. No, no, no. Border? Moses Dillier produced it.
Oh, man.
What did it say? Courtesy of
you have the record. Moses. You have the Moses Dillier album?
No. Somebody gave me the CD when I was out there, though.
This out. Oh, go ahead. Keep
I know
talking.
It's like the one where he's crossing the street or something.
Yeah, 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 yeah. yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah. And the text. And some
so he
some
produced
text
this. He produced
shit.
This album. I bought. It's really good.
Word. Yeah. Word.
And now.
yeah.
That one.
Yes.
Anybody
yes.
got that here?
Yeah, exactly. You got that?
Nah, Pete Rock. This is his text. Oh
man.
That's my man, Pete. 50 grand. Yo, son, people, Bryson is on this, man.
he is.
that's my
Yo,
man.
What's the wildest text you ever got from Pete Rock, man?
Oh, man, that's my man, 50 grand. I don't know, man.
Everyone.
Because I never thought I'd get text from Pete Rock as a kid growing up, listening to Straighten It Out, doing dope, you know, DJing.
The one where he sent you the video where he has the disc for World Is Yours and he's pulling it up on the SP, that's kind of crazy.
Oh, he sends beats all the time. Yo, son, check it out. I'm working on some new shit. Kills it, man. I see he's
exclusive.
Hella exclusive.
Don't try to rap on that either.
Exclusive Pete Rock iPhone beats.
New J-Rock 45 coming soon.
Man. that's my... He's just a homie. Like, we really bonded over James Brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew James Brown. He knows James Brown, and we just went to town from there. So,
it was
yeah,
a common,
yeah.
common
James
Brown,
man.
Love for
James Brown
is nerdery.
Smoking. And you know that's my dad. That's the homie though.
Yeah, no,
so
he's good people.
I wish I had beats to say. I don't want to send him no beats. Yo, Pete, check this out.
No, can't send no beats.
He'd be
to
like,
P-Rock.
Yo, man. Nah, yeah, I don't want to do that. But
I
yeah,
some dude on Twitter said he used
the Lou Donaldson drums, and he just wrote the dude back. Shingling drums, LOL.
Shingling drums, LOL. That dude must have been crushed, man.
But you know,
he probably didn't. Even know what it was.
No,
it's probably I didn't even get it.
Sound file.
He was just all hella proud that Pete Rock responded to his demo.
A lot of these young dudes, they just have like a folder that says.
But you know what though, those sounds are coming back though.
Oh no, they're using them. They just don't know where they come from.
They don't even know what record it's from.
Nah, they just heard the old '90s hip hop track and like, ooh.
Weren't those just the Ain't No Sunshine?
Look those. What do you mean what?
Yeah, that was the Willis Gator Jackson or whatever.
Oh yeah.
Harlem Underground, Willis Jackson.
Yeah, so he, you know, ain't nobody, everybody using them breaks still, man. No, that's a classic. You can't diss a classic break,
no,
man.
No, of course not. You can't and you know what? There's a certain
break.
Level of pride about.
I will diss.
About,
I will
know.
Diss Impeach the President right now. If you I hear just, somebody using Impeach the President snare, I'm not fucking with it.
You can't even
off top,
would.
Just
you
off top.
Would. Nah, you would.
There was a.
You
there was
still
a,
make it pop.
There was had like a swing. There was definitely a time when I would have dissed that, but not anymore.
No, I'm still dissing. If I hear that snare, I'm out.
Nah, man.
I think
ain't nobody go. No, there shots. Isn't anyone that's going to use it anyway because they don't want to get sued.
No, people
so.
Send me beats right. and I hear that shit on occasion.
Yeah, that's young kids though. Kids that don't know no better.
I think it must be like in Fruity Loops.
Someone that wants to. Someone that wants to like make it and sell that beat, they're not going to use any Impeached. No one's going to use Impeached the President unless they clear it. I don't know what Aaron Fuchs charges.
Your boy did they? Oh, who, your, that remake them
yeah,
guys
I wonder,
did is crazy.
I wonder what that shit costs, man, to
yeah,
clear these days
charges,
and piece
man.
The president.
That remake that you gave me is crazy, though. It sounds pretty close.
Oh yeah, those dudes killed
they
it.
They did
man.
Their thing with that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They kill it, man.
I'm Who sure the that? Rates go up.
Aaron,
if it's
Aaron
like Beyonce.
Would come for your head, and you just be like, just hit him with that middle finger.
Yeah, he's hard, and that Joe those Joe Farrell drums are pretty.
I've got sued by Aaron Fuchs.
You have it
for me? No, I have. Yeah.
Oh,
I
have.
Yeah, he came for me.
You got hit with that subpoena.
Yeah, you didn't hear that beat when he used the 900 number? That was the hot beat, man.
He got me for
man, the way you chopped that up,
the MOP song.
Yeah.
But the Pete's Goldfield shit.
No, it was on my album. White Van Music.
White Van.
Oh,
I got sued a lot on that shit. Album, man, which I guess means it was popping, but it, not popping for me to get sued.
Wow. What was that on? Rhymesayers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all the money I would have made, all got it.
That's he owns that song though, the sample?
You just never know what he owns because he got so much shit.
Wow.
Nah, you need to hit up the home.
I know. There's a list circulating.
Yeah, the list.
You know
there's a
that?
List. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need Word. To get on that.
Well, what's this? Can we talk about the list?
I mean, there's
just a list of songs that he owns. You can probably go on the website and just see
songs
everything.
Songs to avoid.
Yeah, that's basically songs to avoid.
That's a good list to have circulating, man. That's definitely a good list to have circulating.
There's certain things you just should stay away from because dudes are really active chasing it.
They're just so thirsty.
Hardcore active.
Thirstmaster.
I heard Bob James was coming back.
Yeah, Thirstmaster Ooh. General.
Wow.
Just wait till CTS starts coming back.
So is there any benefit to who sampled, or is it all bad?
It's all bad.
It's all bad for the artist.
But you can hit them up and
tell them
to take your shit.
Down.
Yeah, yeah, they'll do it.
Oh,
it
yeah?
Yeah? Yeah, yeah. People under the stairs were like, yo, B.
It's not cool, B.
Take that shit down. And if people under the stairs, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that that's an underground-ass group right there, you know what I'm saying?
Nothing,
you know?
They come for cooking.
Nah, they got sued. They probably got hit for something. Yeah. If he got hit on Rhymesayers, they getting hit on Ubiquiti
times.
Or whatever label they were on at that time, you know?
There's only four
San
times
San Francisco
I've been
Nights.
Yeah.
They probably got hit for that. They probably, woo, there's probably, man, they was looping it up. Man, I hate to see what Otis has to go through.
I mean, I think that's just a job in
that's
itself.
That's Alchemist.
That's a full
job. Yeah, I mean, like being a sample cop is a straight up job these days.
Al said though, you ain't nothing till the sample police come for you.
That's real though. Well, I did my album. I was like, shit ain't gonna be. Nobody's gonna care.
Is it true that they Little came after J-Lib when you played the Chris Williamson one night, and they were like, wait a minute.
Yep.
That's true.
Who sampled? That was who sampled.
It's fucked up because you know, when we were kids, we were on the same shit. We just didn't have the internet.
Won't
to spew
catch me
the names.
Playing no more originals.
Nope. Not after that.
You won't be catching me.
Shazam that shit the fuck up and you're
checking
done.
Checking out J Rock set.
Shazam. Wow.
Yeah, that's why I don't do original sets no more. I still buy the samples from time to time, but man.
Yeah, they.
After that kind of like man, I can't play the homies originals.
Nope.
I can't even play. Man, this sucks.
Wow, because they're coming for you like that. Yeah. Because people are just filming it and just putting it up. Because that's
I think it was like
happened,
on
right?
YouTube or something.
Yeah, that's what happened. Someone was just filming your set,
and
then they saw it from that.
Yep.
The coldest shit I got.
Oh, that's what that is? Hey, that's my auntie.
Yeah.
You know, that's how it is.
You
it's
know,
somebody relative, like the young kid in the family.
Yeah, exactly.
And they probably don't even realize they're fucking it up. They probably just
like,
auntie,
look, yo,
look,
yo.
Look, I'm picking up J-Rock. This is tight. Yeah. You know,
no, they're like, no, you've been sampled. They're looping up your stuff.
Oh,
they
excited,
are.
Man.
Are they?
Man, I got hit so hard.
Birdman hand rub.
Fucking around. Some kid on Twitter asked me, like,
some Monty Burns.
Yo, man, I made a beat out of Delegation. Oh, honey, you sampled that. How do I clear it? And I just responded, like, I don't fucking know. I didn't clear that shit.
I didn't clear that nothing.
Dude, a week later, Rhymesayer sends me, like, email. That shit was screenshotted. And somebody was trying to sue us over that shit. Luckily, we replayed that shit.
Wow.
So they couldn't even come after it. But it could be like that. That's why I'm like, anybody even ask me about anything, I'm not saying shit. I'm just not going to respond to you.
Replayed it, though.
But you play a lot of shit now anyway.
I do. I mean, but who sampled that a joint that literally we made up out of thin air, and they said it was like Carolyn Franklin? I'm like,
oh, yeah, they're wrong.
We had nothing to do with any. That's not any of the fucking records.
Yeah, they got one of my, not saying my beats are as hot as yours over there, Jake one, you know, but I got they got me on there, and they got it way wrong, too.
Yeah,
so,
there's a lot of wrong.
They get a lot of shit wrong.
They get a lot of shit wrong.
A lot of shit wrong.
Well, because there's no, There's no.
It's all fam. It's all.
Yeah, it's, they just posted it immediately. It's not like somebody sitting there checking. No, like.
But I'm saying, I think it's.
It's like Wikipedia, it's, man. Yeah, any, yeah. Anybody can yeah. just exactly, go out there and put go. Some shit up. Okay,
but user, they're basically user putting content. Guys at risk for shit that has nothing to do with
right.
it.
Right.
It's definitely like, you know, the rap sample fact shit. I was, that was right like the up. Early. Yeah. That was the early version of man, that.
Remember that Japan book?
Well, that was clowning.
The Japan, you guys yeah. ever see that? The I Japan. Book.
There's one called the Bible.
What, you mean the sampling? Yeah. Yeah. The sampling? Yeah, yeah. The sampling? Yeah, 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 yeah there's yeah, a few
yeah.
of them.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a few of them.
They're the same thing. There. It is like.
They get a lot of shit wrong, though, too. Yeah. They got a lot of shit wrong, they did though,
was,
too.
All they did was get it from the website that was before Who Sampled.
The rap sample fact shit. Yeah.
The yep. breaks.
That was the OG the shit,
breaks.
Man.
The breaks.
The breaks. The FAQ, which later became the breaks, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep. That was the OG of the ones. That was the OG.
That was the old school, early 2000s. Yeah, like, yeah. oh my God, this yeah. guy had... A lot of the shit was shit that was known. Like, he just had, like, every James Brown sample. But, like,
yeah.
but, like, you know.
There for you.
But he's there. You know what I mean?
Ooh, that website is dope.
I yeah. saw Kevin at a record show pull dope. Out a binder. And like,
he got it right, though. He
man, was, I had that shit in my brain. I didn't need that.
Excuse me, man. All right. 415 wasn't sampling.
Oh, shit. You think they weren't?
They were playing the keys
they
over there.
They sampled shit early.
What were they sampling?
Bernard Wright and fucking... They sampled Ecstasy what, first, too.
What is... I need to find... I know it's probably something real stupid, too. Bammerweed.
That's Marvin Gaye Live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
Oh, I want you.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye Live, yeah.
Oh. yeah.
What yeah. song?
I want you.
Give me no Bammerweed.
It's the intro of the whole SFC. Record.
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's hard.
That is hard.
That's pretty hard. It is super yeah. hard. That's the rainbow cover one. That's pretty dope. Yeah, yeah, yes. yeah, yeah, yeah. Live, I got the album.
Yeah, yeah.
No poster, though.
Yeah.
Reissue. 1999 reissue. Remastered.
How do you buy a reissue of something?
I'm kidding. I have.
Right.
I'm kidding. I'm
I see.
Kidding.
I see that.
Wait, did I hear an eBay notification?
Yeah, that was probably me.
Somebody got an eBay notification.
My save search game is fierce, though.
Ringtone. I thought that was me, but it wasn't.
It's probably mine. I got a bunch of save searches. So.
Oh, your eBay notification.
Oh yeah, what are you watching right now, Weezy?
I mean, why would I tell everybody that? Why would I want more people to compete with over the shit?
Marvin Gaye Live.
He's looking for the Marvin oh, yeah, Gaye Live.
I'm watching.
He's watching Marvin Gaye Live now.
Yeah, I'm about to watch Marvin Gaye Live.
That no, shit would you're be watching it on eBay. The vinyl yeah, you just
that
found
shit would be exploding because that shit's probably getting listed every like 2 seconds.
Every 5 seconds.
Not necessarily true.
I hate when they put a reissue up of something I'm watching. Cause, you know, it'll trigger the fucking
yeah. Then it's
automatic notification.
I'm not an eBay guy, so I don't know.
Really? You're yeah, not an yeah. eBay guy?
Not at all.
Best record store in the world.
It nah, is. Yeah, I got my notifications.
The best record store in the world is when you go to a record store and you get to dig in that motherfucker. Yeah, and
know,
go,
okay, so
damn, this motherfucker you know, got heat.
Let's talk about that for a second because I feel like your opinion, Jay, is not one that is as popular these days.
I'm not a popular guy, man.
This is great that I
like Jake had a quote. Jake had a quote. He was saying earlier today, he's like, "Yo, I like to have my records, you know, presented to me."
Right. What you mean? What's presented to me?
I mean, I'm not trying to do some on a plug. I mean, if it's like a record store that has things I don't know, I'll listen to them.
Yeah, for sure. That's
but like, I'm not gonna go to your regular record store that got the same bullshit records.
You're
and search through the whole store.
I'm not going well, to the same
rather
regular
somebody
record
just
store.
Present them
yeah,
to
but
me.
You're just past that.
Yeah.
You, it's not like you didn't do that at
oh,
one
I,
point.
I
you
spend
were,
fucking half my life
sure,
doing
yeah,
that.
For sure. For sure.
Isn't it the worst shit to go to a record show and it's that same dealer, you know, and he has the exact same shit from like the show before?
I don't even hit those.
Exact same shit.
I just go to my record stores. I got like 4 or 5 record stores that are good to go. I go on the road enough where I get to hit the on the road spots. So there's no need for eBay. Like once
I'm saying,
I hear
like Disc Union, what? You just go. You don't even
see,
need
but,
the presentation.
But then you're also buying records based on what's kind of available to you, as opposed to having this like big want list of like, I gotta check this out.
No,
my list.
I gotta
check
list.
That out my
we
list.
We do all
check.
That. Nah, I got a want list, but it's in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, there's shit I'm still looking for, but like I said, it's just like
the only shit that I really get off of eBay is shit
you
that,
really really
is shit
want.
Shit that I know that I'm not gonna see at any of the record stores that
that's
I.
That's a lot of it though.
You know?
Nah, for sure. Yeah.
There's just certain records that you're just never gonna see in the stores that you go to.
There's one record I look on eBay at every once in a while just to see what the price is. And it's always like about $80, just in case I spot it in the store.
Word.
You know what I mean? The when I look at eBay, I look at listings ended.
Yeah, the completed listing.
Yeah, that's how I'm. Because I'm. I go to flea market sometimes.
Well, you can just go to Popsite.
I go to Popsite after 4 or 5 searches though. They're like, womp 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 womp. I'm not trying to do all that. Really?
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
All you need to do is just give them an email address, though.
Oh, Collector's Frenzy, Collector's Frenzy, too.
Oh, Collector's Frenzy is insane. I've seen like $40,000 Rolling Stones.
Nah, but they got, you know, we got hip everybody. You got to get that, the record searching app, too, man.
Yeah, you need to get hip to it. I didn't even know about it.
Okay, so talk about some of your favorite stuff.
That's what it is. I got the record store app, too, and I can go to towns and look it up. That's what it is, too.
So talk about some of your favorite stores, and they'll have to be like, you know, it's like, that you visited kind of
Amoeba, man.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, crazy one nobody knows about? Amoeba.
Amoeba is the best record store in L.A.
You know what, man?
If you went to Amoeba every day, you're going to find some shit.
And there you go. I can go once a week and find something on the wall or find something in the bin.
You can go to Amoeba.
I mean, there's other spots, though, too. So there's Freak Beat. I like going to Freak Beat.
Freak Beat is dope.
And then Atomic is dope sometimes.
I haven't been to Atomic in forever.
Yeah.
That used to be fresh in the 90s.
No, it's still fresh. Nobody goes there anymore. So they get shit.
Every
man.
Once in a while, they get a box of shit and they put out. The box out.
They'll get
on
some
the floor.
Shit, man. Atomic is good. There's good spots, man.
It's definitely a different feeling though. It's more tactile, digging through a section of records and being interested. Because how many times have you seen amazing records on eBay in an auction and you just scroll right past them? You know what I mean? It's just like it's nothing. Like,
and I can listen
those records
to it
in the store.
In the store,
that's
the
big thing is, can you listen to the record?
I can listen to it. I can look at it. I can feel it. I can touch it. I can read the credits. I can like fully see how long the song. I can I can do my full research on the Eli. I'm like, all right, cool.
J-Rock, quick question.
Then we'll go to YouTube and then search the name of the song on YouTube. And like. And here's some shitty dudes MP3 of it. That's not gonna have no bass.
No, the
bass
is when they literally just record like off their phone and then playing the record.
Oh, see, I haven't experienced that.
Fantastic. That shit kills me.
Those ones on eBay.
But at least you get a sound clip. At least you're getting to hear a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean, there's heat on eBay. Don't get me wrong.
No, for sure.
But I'm just not an eBay dude.
I definitely don't think we're trying to make a distinction of there's only one good way. I mean, I think any way you can get a good record.
Like, I've bought records from eBay. I bought my Big Daddy Kane comes from eBay. I got major records from
Northern.
I think to set it off, I maybe bought off of that.
You got one of them off the wall at Amoeba.
That's Ain't No Half Step.
Yeah. Were you ever on the program?
Kevin. Let me take a picture with you. Kevin.
Does the program still exist?
Kevin still exists. I don't go to the record shows that often, only when I need like supplies. But he's there with his wife still. I hit it like maybe every three, four months.
He's always in all the record shows.
He don't have nothing you want. He got meters. You want meters? Look at Popeyes.
Hey, that's a good record, man.
No, it's a great record, man. It's going to come back. It's going to come back. Nobody, we laugh now, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny because a lot of those basic records are like the
they're great.
They're the best ones.
I mean, they're
still the best. They're still the best.
I don't own an original Look at Popeyes.
Damn.
No, why?
No, you have something you just said have.
You got it. It's that. Over. I don't need it anymore. It's done.
That's a great record.
I'm a DJ, so I'm not going to buy the original of some shit I know I'm going to do doubles of and cut it up. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands. Clap your hands now. Originals?
I'm going to do that to the OGs. No, I'm going to buy my doubles from Fat Beats on the wall from Fat Beats when we had them in stock.
The original one that you listened to.
You might as well just play fucking MP3s instead of playing reissues.
I do now, but you know what I'm saying, back then. I'm going to buy, but like my James Brown shit, I buy real ones. I'm not, you know, there's certain shit I want real. But records I'm doing doubles of and cutting up. Unless it's cheap, I see it cheap. Look, come on, I'm not going to pay $80 for a look at Popeye these days. $60. If I see it for 10, 20, look, like a Popeye. $60, $80, no. No one's buying like a Popeye for that much.
Well, we all, the green one? We all got it for cheap back in the day.
It's hard to justify those kind of prices for those.
Now, I wouldn't pay $75 for
it. I haven't seen it.
Shits are hard, though. You don't see those in the store.
I see them for $80.
What about the first one?
I see them all for like $70, $80. I don't see silver as much. I wouldn't mind getting some real clean copies of silver.
Aki had that today.
Yeah, those joints are usually busted, too.
Those are always busted.
People are playing them. The
foil's always fucked up.
Yeah, the foil's always fucked up on two, on the second one.
Yeah, there's the foil.
The foil, yeah.
Gotta have some clean foil.
I bought all those back in the day.
Yo,
those were easy in Detroit.
Who are some of the wildest people that you've got?
I used it.
Witnessed some straight record savagery.
Jake.
Man, I don't even Chandog. I seen Chandog buy every Les McCann one day. That shit was crazy.
I've seen Egon buy every what was that shit? What label is that in Japan at Disc Union? I'm sorry, Egon. That shit was just mad funny to me. What was that? What label was that? Oh man. Not ESP. Oh, Saturn? It's a jazz label. No, it's a jazz label with the white covers. Oh, what the fuck? And they just have an image right in the middle.
What, Strata?
It's like the real generic looking.
It's not generic. Yeah, they look real generic. They're super generic looking.
Yeah, so I know.
That might be
the French label with the joint in the corner.
No, not
like,
that kinda, one.
Like kind of white, but, and then it has like a border in the middle.
With the pictures. Yeah,
and a gray label.
I don't know, but
it could be BYG or Actuel.
It might be Actuel. I don't know. It was a jazz label. He bought the whole.
They have different covers.
Japan had a whole section of this shit, and then he was just like, "Yo,
it has to be Actuel.
I'm buying all these."
Actuel,
me and Madlib was cracking up, man. We was like, "What the heck you buying these for, man? These are the worst. This is the worst jazz label ever."
There's like shit on that label.
That's probably why he was buying them. He probably knew me and Madlib were like, rah, rah, rah. "He's like, yeah motherfuckers, keep laughing. I know what's on.
Most
these.
Of it's like free jazz, but then they got a couple like little random kind of psyche weird things on there that are kind of cool. Jazz. Definitely, it's like Aim Sun.
Yeah,
free jazz is number one.
Free jazz, baby.
You know,
you got that free jazz.
If you don't have free jazz,
my dad got the free jazz
album in 2015. And it's not hot.
You ain't got no free jazz, Jake.
My dad got all the free jazz.
Your shit don't sound like Albert Island.
Spiritual jazz.
I went to fucking Sun Ra concerts as a kid, man.
You did?
Yes, dad.
I did.
Dragged
him.
What years?
That's crazy.
Probably like.
Did you get the
84, 85?
Did you get the singing Sun Ra?
I was just tuning all of that out. I was like, man, where's Run DMC at? I don't want to hear this shit. That's really how I felt.
Is there like a procession at the joint and you're just sitting there as a kid?
I don't want to hear
I just remember being
shit,
puzzled
Dad.
By the whole thing. I just remember not liking it.
They're all rocket number nine take scary. Off to you like, man, come on, man, I don't need this shit.
It was just,
did your dad have the records?
He has a couple, yeah.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
He's like, Sun Ra, this is a great artist.
The orchestra.
Like, this is a real musician.
Did he buy him at the shows, though? Did he buy, like, Saturn records at the shows and all that shit?
I don't know. This is, like, later, I think. I mean, he has some of the ones from the 70s and a couple of ones from
the
60s.
That's just interesting that your dad would take you to
I would never take my kid to something wild like that.
Why not?
You don't know. I guess my daughter was sleeping.
What are you talking about? Yeah. You take your kids. You took her to see Miro.
Yeah, she was. She slept through. She slept through.
Have you ever took her to a rap show though? Like,
not yet. No. I will though.
Not like Babs taking this. Babs is taking Nico out on.
I mean, I'm definitely going. Well, I don't know about taking her on stage. She might like it though.
Hey, everybody.
Yeah, she'd probably be into it.
Oh yeah.
You're not one of them parents trying to make your kid rap.
Nah. I don't want her to rap actually at all.
Come on, every, over your beats.
I don't want her to rap like at all. Like, I don't even want her to sing along to rap.
One, two. You want her to sing?
She sings our album all the time.
She got a good voice.
Yeah, she's actually got a pretty good voice.
Demo.
She's, I mean, you know, on Star Search.
So we gonna do.
It's messed up because, like,
we gonna make the demo.
All my wife's relatives. We were just in Hawaii. They were like, she can be a star in the Philippines.
Oh,
she's half white.
Damn.
But yeah, I don't know. She, you know, whatever she wants to do. That's not my place to make her be anything.
Oh, Chinese food. Chinese food break.
Delivery. It's not the journal.
Special delivery. Ding, 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 ding. Ching, 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 ching. You know that's a fucking... What was that?
White bell.
What loop was that again?
I don't know what that loop is.
It's a loop.
That is? Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding. It's a loop. It's like one of those Dick Hyman records or something.
It is?
Yeah.
Even the ching, ching, ching.
Man, look at that shit on Who Sampled. Who Sampled?
I am right now, man.
Let Who Sampled do some work for us from us.
Special delivery.
Ding, 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 ding.
Special delivery.
I think Buck Wilder won and did that beat.
Man.
Who you seen who spent the most money in front of you at a record store? Probably Egon or one of them, huh?
Madlib.
Madlib just, he swipes until he can, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He just swipes the card until they be like, nah.
Until
they be like, nah, no more.
Nah, son, you're over your limit today.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, no,
What about you guys? Straight up record savagery that you've...
I was trying to think. I think Moss, man. Oh, yeah? I've never seen somebody as frantic about the records like him. He made me not want to buy records for a minute. I went to Utrecht with him, and he was just so savage with it, not wanting to eat, like, just at all costs. Like, literally, like, 8-9 hours straight looking at records.
He was just on some straight,
what,
like,
time would you go there?
Like 8 or 9 in the morning. It was all cold in there too.
Wolf was on that level too, man. Peanut butter Wolf, man. There's been times.
No, actually, yeah.
I'm not that dude that'll tell you.
I think that's where those guys learned it from, is from Wolf, actually.
Yeah. There's been times when we have spent 5-6 hours straight.
Wolf takes his time, though, yeah.
And I thought I was hardcore with that. Mm-hmm. Wolf
will grab a box and put the box next to if the spot's cool with him. He'll put the box next to the listening station and
he'll just go one by one. Yeah.
Like, damn, really?
All right. We were just
entire
in,
day.
At we were every single record
that he doesn't know.
Yeah,
for sure. If he don't know it, he's gonna for sure put it on.
But then he'll end up spending $2-3 grand.
And then he'll come home with the heat, right, though.
Man, we were in Austin. God, what was that? Like 3 weeks ago?
Where?
A month ago at South by Southwest.
Uh huh.
And there's a spot out there that's really dope, Friends of Sound. They had hella gospel records that I didn't know.
Oh, shit.
I might have listened to 100 records, and I was fucking exhausted after that shit.
It's work.
I really, like, went back and took a nap. That's, like, some fucked up shit. It just tells you I'm just not built for the game anymore.
Why
did it feel like I was really working, though? Because, you know, when you just keep listening to records and they're awful, you just need that one glimmer of hope.
Wolf will go home and take a nap, and then he'll go back and to the record store and continue where he left off.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's some wild shit that I feel like maybe back in the days I would have had the patience to just, especially, like, go back like that. But, like, that's just the next level.
I get
burnt,
you know
what I mean?
I get burnt.
Straight
super
fucking savagery, man.
I was burnt before I even walked in. What are you talking about? I didn't even buy anything.
I just went to a show the other day and I just wanted to buy this $300 joint and just bounce. And, like, that was basically it. Like,
it's the meme.
That's my approach every time I go to a record store.
Like, it just would have been easier than just, like, going through all these piles of joints. And it's just like, what's the point? Like,
it's the Moog machine.
See, I told you it's one of them kind of records.
It's not Dick Hyman, but it is one of them kind of records. That one's expensive, though, the Moog machine.
Was it?
It's about $20-$30.
That's the one that that one you're talking about.
Get It Together.
Yeah, but that's on there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pink one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, really? The Aquarius?
That's special. That's special delivery.
Moon machine. Is that on
Columbia?
Yeah.
Oh, Columbia.
That shit just drops out of absolutely nowhere.
Yeah, it has
like
ambient.
It's
big records.
Yeah.
See, they weren't sounding.
There's a whole different song before it.
It sounded like a
song. And then it's just like
boom,
whole different tempo, whole different keys.
Did you have? Have any of you guys ever had like a record that's eluded you for a really long time, that you finally found, that gave you a just
the ultimate sense of satisfaction. Like, man, I finally found blank.
I can't even remember at this point.
415.
priority press.
There's been so many of those for me.
You know what's weird is I still like will look for records that when I went to Supreme's house like in the 90s and I would look at his shit and I'd be like, man, what is all this stuff? And some of the records I still have not seen to this day.
Damn.
And if I run across it, I have to buy it, like something that I haven't seen from that.
Something that's just stuck in your
brain.
That's
crazy.
Man, I'm trying to think.
Supreme got heat though.
Man, he's fucking crazy.
Like some shit that you would just amp to cross off your list.
But the one I got in Austin was one for
sure.
The Supreme Jubilees.
Word.
Yeah, that was a killer for me. That was top number one on my list for a while.
That's really.
And that was like just some shit that they had in there on the wall.
Dave was the one that found it.
Yeah, he had stock back in the day, and then he had one left.
Damn.
And I bought it.
Wow.
The black and white one. Mm-hmm. There's two different versions of the cover. There's a color version and a black and white one.
Black and white. And that's just, and it's crazy. They also did that record Topics, Wanted by a Million Girls. It's like a blue cover. Super filthy.
Oh, Topics? Like the TSG shit?
Nah, there's another Topics.
Oh, okay.
It's like
a baby
blue cover. And that shit's like a rack.
Mm. Damn.
They had it at Amoeba for like $700, but I was like, mm. I just would have put it on the wall. I wouldn't even listen to it.
Did you buy that Placebo in Japan?
Nah.
Oh, no. You didn't. You just. You're not trying.
I already got Ball Eyes.
No, he's got that one.
Oh, you got Ball Eyes, but you don't want the other ones?
No, I'm not on jazz.
Reissues.
Yeah, they can do jazz somewhere else.
That was the only one that I really cared about too. I shelled out for the Ball Eyes.
Yeah, he got that.
I got the OG in Brussels.
I like all of them, man. I own none of them.
The
you know
other
what I mean?
Ones are dope, but I wouldn't. I'll get the reissue of the other one.
That's what I did.
I was like, okay, I'll buy that one.
And this dude asked, like, the guy, he was like, yo, you got Placebo?
They literally had a copy of that.
And the dude was like, come back here.
They had two of them at Disc Union.
Yeah.
Damn.
And then we went into some other spot. They had one, too. I was like, are you kidding me right now?
Everybody's that's what I'm saying. Here's the thing. You guys laugh at the reissue thing, but that's how these records show back up in the fucking... And that's how Japan has copies of Placebo. Somebody got rid of Placebo because they bought the reissue. Exactly. They're like, oh man, it sounds a lot. Man, I don't need to
even
update. But it's a dude.
It's a dude. $50.
Like it's a dude though. Like yo, I'm updating my shit. It's not a dude like thinking. It's not a dude thinking. Yo, I'm stupid. I'm getting rid of it. He's thinking, oh, what, a reissue of my favorite album. Remastered from 19. Oh man, I can get rid of this 1970s press. This shit's gonna sound pristine.
Man, I think if you attain Placebo,
if you get
you're
it,
not
though,
letting it go.
No, that's the no.
Like you're not gonna let it go for a reissue.
Hey, that's
you're,
how a
you're
lot
a different kind of person
you
know, to get
you're going
it.
Going to let it go
place.
if you need lube for that car note.
Yeah, that's different. That's different.
Yeah, it depends. It depends on
go.
If you're
you
a guy
buy the reissue and let that go.
If you're a guy that bought it in the 70s and you don't see it as that valuable, you still see it as a $2 record.
Yeah,
I don't
think
dudes. There's not that many
then,
people with
you
know that.
I
mean?
You've been talking about Belgian jazz rock for like the past like 5 minutes. This is
Yeah, they be trying
not
to
not
hit with that. They're trying
guy,
to. Be,
this guy is a Placebo fan. Don't let this fucking guy fool
you,
man.
Well, you know
he's
what's
just
fuck?
Tried.
I'm not
he's just
that shit anymore. I don't need that record anymore, man. It's
yeah,
not,
exactly.
It's like, am I gonna?
That's like the meters.
$100 on a joint that I just. It's just not for me. It's not for me, man.
That's like the meters.
The meters is more. This guy just said the meters is more fire than Placebo.
I mean,
that's. I mean,
I think that's an accurate statement, man. I mean, the meters. You're gonna want to play a meters record more than
you can't compare that.
You can't compare those.
That's two different.
You can't compare those
genres. I wish
but
you could compare
records,
those, but you can't.
In terms of records you'll get more use out of, then yeah, like when you're going out to DJ, you're not thinking, yo,
you're
I'm
not
going Placebo.
Oh,
no,
you are not dropping Placebo.
You're
going to
hit this Humpty Dumpty right now.
It's going to crush right now.
Hey, but actually, you can get it off of Humpty Dumpty because then people that are J Dilla fans be like, ooh, J Dilla sampled this. Then it'll go on YouTube.
What are your thoughts on the whole posthumous kind of Dilla...
Oh, man.
Love affair, man.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah,
I plead the fifth.
I'm gonna abstain.
I plead the fifth.
I hope his family gets as much money as they can. And
they, man. Nah, I just hope they do
And they keep gotta do what they gotta do.
Putting the right kind of music out.
There's nothing more than, you know, ain't nobody, there's nothing to say.
It's hard to keep up, though. Like, even with these things, like the 10-inch ones, I didn't even know about that.
The 10-inch, though, wasn't anything but that box
set. It was the box set?
Yeah, yeah, the SP-1200.
Oh, that was what was in the box?
Yeah, the XP-1200 was sick.
So then they just started, then they just sold them.
But they're not selling the disc or the cassette.
Right, right.
Oh, so now it's just those
same records that were in there, though.
Yeah, it's the same records. So I was like, man,
smart.
Yeah.
So when's the Jake One floppy, you know, box set coming out?
It's
man?
Not.
Though, they did it right. Though
I have been getting major requests on Instagram. I guess it was before I left. I would just start
pulling
out.
Snare Jordan 3.
Four is coming.
Four. I'm sorry, I'm behind.
Snare Jordan. Hey, on real shit though, Snare Jordan is selling more than people's albums out here.
I only have volume 1 and 2. I haven't got volume 2.
Yo, Jake,
who
came up with Snare Jordan though?
I must spend this time to dedicate all my whole career to RC. He gave us Tuxedo. He gave me Snare Jordan.
Once again.
Once again, we must acknowledge the greatness of RC.
The mind, huh? The great mind.
Great mind, RC.
The great marketing mind.
The Lord RC.
Great mind.
Good. We got that, right?
Yo, son.
Dope.
Nah, but I was pulling out floppies because, I don't know, I was looking for some sound on one of these floppies.
Floppy of...
all kind of shit.
Floppy of...
So I just started loading up beats, and I started playing them on Instagram, just, you know.
Floppy of De La.
People like, yo, you got to do a drum kit just off the floppies. I was like... Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it's a good idea.
Look at you.
Floppy disk only drums.
Yeah.
Snare Jordan, the floppy disk edition.
Yeah, I could start all the way over.
Man, I'm telling you, just throw some.
You'll give me a good name for it, so I, you know.
Yeah, you will. I'll lace you with that. He's already thinking about it.
I know. It's just.
The wheels are turning up there right now.
Wow. Not really. But Snare Jordan was some pretty fucked up shit.
It was a good one, man. It was a really good one.
It was just some dumbass shit. But yo, let's talk a little bit more about you know, the whole sort of record store shit we were talking about before. You know, we're talking about the feel of digging in the store versus digging online.
You know, my thing about stores in general these days is ever since eBay came out, everybody feels like they know the value of whatever they have.
So nah, that's ever since Discogs came out.
So
eBay changed
the game, right? You used to be able to go to a store and feel like, oh, I'm going to come up. I don't ever walk in a store.
eBay let everybody know how rare everything really was.
So it's like,
before that, you Discogs. Didn't know.
My thing is, how am I going to go to your store, put in hella work, and find a rare record that you didn't even know you had? And then you're going to charge me the same price as eBay. When I could have just sat in my fucking house and did the same thing and not made you any money.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying now, especially when you go into thrift stores and now thrift stores are starting to get up.
Goodwill's
get up
putting
on that
shit on
shit.
eBay.
You know what I mean? Come on. It's crazy, man.
There's a Goodwill eBay site.
That's wild to me, man. That's wild to
What's
me.
What's on there? Classical records?
Mantovani.
Man, probably like, 20. You know, Beatles records and shit.
Barbara Streisand's.
Yeah, hella Chris Christopherson.
Mantovani.
It's hard to come up in thrift stores, but I still go, man.
There's still
you know what
stuff
I mean?
In there. Don't
I still
sleep.
Go, you know what I mean, when I get a chance, you know.
I probably have not touched a thrift store in like 2 or 3 years.
Minute.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Except Japan, that was different, though.
I've been to a thrift store.
You not find anything?
I'll go to the one in Detroit. That's what
I don't remember. It's been a minute. Man, I go to flea markets.
Real shit, though. How many records do you think you have?
Too many, man.
How many? Like, maybe 20?
I don't know, man.
Probably way more than that, huh?
I don't know. Too many.
J-Rock has the most records I've seen. For real.
Too many, man. Fuck. That's why I didn't buy none today. I got too many already.
Well, it's easy to
and I want gospel.
To turn shit down.
I'm on a simple.
Yeah, what's this?
Right,
what's
now?
This gospel radio show thing you got going on?
Yeah, that nobody can
about,
listen
man?
To.
Man,
it's a tight radio show. You can't even listen to
man,
it.
Man, you're telling me, man. I was texting him mad. Man.
I was disappointed.
What do you mean? Too. You could because like, I saw a thing, a post about it.
Yeah, oh, you didn't even try to listen, man. See
if you would have tried to listen, you'd have
you
realized
know,
you can't.
Okay.
Oh, so but is that actually happening now, or like, are you gonna be able to get it up there, or no?
Oh no, I've been doing it for like, honestly, what episode was it on? 7. So I've been episode. It's on episode 7 now, and I'll probably go to 10, and I'm
Where's
gonna stop
the archives,
it.
Though?
There is none. They're in my computer. Nobody needs those archives. They're secret. So, like, the first couple shows, I was just, like, playing songs. And then I would talk, like, yeah. But the last couple shows, I've just been mixing. I just mix the songs, loop up parts, and, like, actually make almost, like, edits. And, like, the show that was going to air would have been hot. It's going to air this Sunday, but...
that shit would have been fire.
This one's hot. It's hot.
Hey, J-Rock, what do you do when some producer, like, samples off your radio show, and then they'd be like, yo, son, I need to know what that is. What do you tell them?
I'll tell them what it is.
Oh, shit, you're nice.
I got them all still. I mean, I just have a bunch of gospel records, man. Like, I just record them.
Isn't
all.
It kind
of
hard to remember what they are, though? Because nah, because like
if it's hot, you remember.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's some hot shit, you'd be like, ooh, let me look for that so-and-so.
I've been having problems remembering what shit is.
I forget Savoy's.
Because they all look the same. There's a lot of them that have the same exact cover.
Like, the Savoy's
are the ones
like,
that have, like, just the
sunset?
Yeah, the sunset. Yeah.
Nah, mine always like the white cover ones.
Yeah.
Like, I just bought a, what was that, Gloria Jones, I think her name is. She does You by Frank. She does a cover of Frankie Beverly.
Oh, wow.
But it's like disco. Oh, it's hot.
By the way, don't sample Savoy.
It's hot. Ever. I'm not making any beats off of Savoy. How about, I wonder about Sounds of Gospel.
SOB, yeah. I don't know. I don't know SOG. Who owns that shit. I think your Armand Bolian owns that shit.
SOG's hot. Savoy is all right. I don't buy that much Savoy. And then I buy offbeat labels. So I've been learning. There's a guy named, I'm not even fronting like I've been buying gospel forever. There's the homie, this dude named Budgie.
Budgie Mate.
Budgie Beats.
Out of the UK?
Yep. Yeah. He made a gospel CD called The Gospel According to Budgie. And just had heat.
He did one before when he did it.
There's two of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's his own mix. And man, there's just so much heat on it. I was like, yo.
And now he relocated to LA and stuff.
He's out there now?
Yeah, he's in LA right now. Yeah. So.
I mean, yeah, the gospel. It's funny because the gospel.
It's
thing,
hit or miss
like,
though. There's many.
It's beyond.
There's a many gospel duds.
There's more duds.
Yeah, there's a shit ton of duds out there. But, yeah. But I mean, it is kind of fascinating though, because you have a whole bunch of people, really, that's just so passionate about like just the music within something that you're willing to just completely disregard and overlook religious shit.
Oh no, that cracks me up.
You know what I mean?
I will really listen to a whole gospel album and not take one thing about the Lord away from it.
Like, all the ones I listen to usually, and you're listening to DJ Rogers or somebody.
I don't get anything out of it.
Oh,
from that
side.
I just
hear
like
what
the
you're
music.
Saying. I hear
you know what I mean?
Saying.
In terms of the religion, like it has no effect.
You're not getting any of the spiritual
like,
messages.
It's not like you've been a lot of
J-Rock, have you been living right since
you've
been doing that?
You know what I'm saying? Necessarily.
Are you on the straight and narrow path?
I'm trying to, man.
Are
you
doing it for him?
I'm into that, you know.
Is it for him?
Nah, man, I'm not doing all that.
The
but.
Ones that are dope are the ones where they literally sing about him, but it could just be like they did a regular R&B song or something for the time.
Nah, yeah, for sure. You hit me to that. Yeah. Jake got me on the 90s R&B.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they got some slaps.
Yeah, so, I mean 90s gospel.
The 90s gospel.
So yeah. But it's all R&B, so I'm sorry, you know, to me it's just all R&B, so. I'm not buying gospel.
No, when they start getting into the foot stomper. Yeah, I'm out.
Where it got that like country twang, ding, 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 ding. When it starts with that, you're out.
It's a rap, but
I found a gospel country record with a cover of John Coltrane, Naima.
Oh, snap.
And that shit is fucking crazy.
That sounds
it's
crazy.
Weird as shit.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll send it
in. What, Christian gospel? Or
I think
black
so. I
gospel.
The name of the label.
I mean, is it black gospel or is it Christian? Like, is it white gospel? Like,
it's a mixed race band.
All right, we're gonna take a break and eat some food, and we may or may not be back. Who the fuck knows? Let's find out.
you don't want to take the liberty and speak for
No, for sure. No, I speak for myself.